This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program, taking your calls about anything at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows our listeners, you, to control the content of the website. You actually, if we didn't have listeners on our website creating things, our website would have nothing on the front page because all of it was put there by listeners like you. You see something online you think is pretty cool, you submit it to the website. Other people then vote up or down as to whether they like or dislike. And the most liked will make it to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it, other listeners are more likely to see it, etc. It's all free, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with your phone calls, of course, because that's the best way to get your thoughts on the airwaves. 800-259-9231. To the phones and the fun, Keith is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about ACTA, but I also have something to say about the college, because I'm a college student now, so which one would you like to get first?
Let's do college. Go ahead.
College. So I'm going to DeVry, and I like the school, but I'm also working for a software company, and I find what I learn by myself and through the software company a lot more. You know, I find that I'm learning a lot more at a faster pace. You know, I'm absorbing the information a lot more than I am at DeVry.
Now, DeVry is a technical institution?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you're learning software-related things at the college, and you're also learning things at the job. Is that right?
Yeah, DeVry like to describe themselves as a halfway technical college, halfway university, because they're starting to, you know, have classes where you have to take, you know, some history and have to take some language arts and so forth. So they're not strict focused on just programming. But, yeah, so I've learned PHP, JavaScript. I mean, I've learned three languages before I've learned half of the languages that DeVry is supposed to be teaching me.
Jeez.
So, I mean, that could just be me, but
and you're getting paid to learn at the job, whereas you're paying to learn at DeVry.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's a great way to put it, because I have to go to school because I stay at home with my parents, so I mean to make money. But
wait a second. You have to go to school because you stay at home with your parents to make money. What does that mean?
I have to stay at home in order to. No, I have to stay at home because I don't have enough money to live on my own.
Okay.
If I stay at home, I have to go to college.
It's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah. Well, so the issue that we've been talking about here is brainwashing for education. The idea that you have to go to college in order to be something, and
your parents
apparently are brainwashed in this area. I mean, you've got a job that's teaching you how to do what you're going to school for, and you're getting paid to do it and learning more, but they want you to go to college anyway. And this is really what we're addressing on this particular issue.
Yeah, it's a prestige ticket. It's like, hey, we're all part of the same group. You went to college. I don't see what it is. It's do you know what it is?
What's exactly what it is? It's a way for people to exclude other people. Clubs are all about who you can exclude, and having gone to a university is a way to exclude people. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've been asked, "What school did you go to?" The answer is I didn't.
Did you have people turn up their nose at you after that, Mark? When they
I don't know. I mean, how would you ever know that?
Well, I can talk about one situation. Julia at one time. Her dad has been going to college his whole life. He's a teacher, and so he keeps going back to earn the next degree and the next degree and the next degree because apparently that's needed in order to get jobs in the very limited field of teaching, right? You can only get a job there when somebody dies, essentially. So it's pretty difficult to get in. And he essentially turned his nose up at his own daughter when she decided that she didn't want to go to college anymore. You're not my daughter anymore, basically, was his response. And to be very rude to her at that point because she didn't share the same vision that included a college education for her life that he did for her life. he essentially put her on the outs. And it was all very ironic because he's in his 50s and he still has college debts that he's paying off. And she's in her early 20s, now mid-20s, and she has no
not to mention
debts.
That his wife is the main breadwinner in the household.
Yeah.
And he didn't want his daughter to grow up like his wife, who was a waitress when he met her. And, the fact is that she's the one bringing the money in.
So I've definitely seen that attitude from I haven't seen it personally, but I'm aware of that attitude exists, especially in people that have been going to college and have gone to college for a long time.
The funnier thing is my boss, the owner of the company, said the same thing. College is just about the prestige.
Hmm. I think it gives you a ticket to learn what it is you're doing in a lot of cases. A lot of companies will decide that you can't even come in and learn how to do a job because college doesn't teach you how to do a job. College teaches you maybe some basics and stuff like that, but it's the ticket to get in the door for some companies.
Yeah.
So tell me about ACTA. What was that all about?
The ACTA, now I heard about this recently. It's, the power over the ability to censor the Internet. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with any of this. What are you referring to?
It's anti-act.com, and it's some type of the agreement or some legal situation where the ability or the president or some type of legal official has the ability to censor the Internet. And it's supposed to be in operation by the end of 2010 and in planning since October 2007. I don't want to make any solid statements, but it's pretty big from the forums that I come from online, so I thought I would make it to you guys because this is all about freedom of speech and all that stuff. So.
I think this is the Internet kill switch that we talked about a month ago.
Wait, is it a kill switch or is it censoring certain portions of the Internet?
Censoring, but I mean you could censor the whole thing, and that's essentially a kill switch.
Which is, yes, it's been put out as this big, scary specter, which I think would be absolutely insane for the government to do something like that. Of course, then again, they are the government, and they've been known to make some really bad choices. So so are you suggesting that the government will have the ability to arbitrarily decide from a distance to remove something from people's ability to access it online? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. That's what it's saying right here. The scope of ACTA includes counterfeit goods, generic medicines, Internet censorship. So, yeah, basically tapping off different sections of the Internet, they say, is, I don't know, dangerous or terroristic or, you know.
So you were just calling to make us aware of this?
I was calling to ask if you knew of it. And
is this the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, ACTA?
Yes.
According to Wikipedia, it is a proposed plurilateral agreement, that's a new word for me, for establishing international standards on intellectual property rights enforcement. ACTA would establish a new international legal framework that countries can join on a voluntary basis.
Yeah, it'll be voluntary, don't worry.
And would create its own governing body outside existing international institutions such as the World Trade Organization, World Intellectual Property Organization, or the United Nations. Negotiating countries have described it as a response to the increase in global trade of counterfeit goods and pirated copyright-protected works. The scope of ACTA, as you pointed out, includes counterfeit goods, generic medicines, copyright infringement, and the Internet. Because it isn't in effect a treaty, ACTA would overcome many court precedents defining consumer rights as to fair use and would either change or remove limitations on the application of intellectual property law. So it sounds like they're creating some sort of international tribunal, basically.
Yeah. I would, like to have my stuff protected. As my own product, I wouldn't want anyone else to steal it. But there's still a lot of power behind the ability to censor segments of the Internet, different areas.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's really scary. And I think that if you want to look to the government to keep your so-called intellectual property safe, I don't believe in it personally, but if you want to look into the government to do that, you're going to have some pretty serious unintended consequences, and this sounds like it's going to be one of them where the government people that are supposedly protecting you become more and more insulated from what it is that they're doing and the damage that they're causing people. I don't think that copyright has done anything good for us in patents at all. I think it's all provided an illusion of protection, but in reality, it's just protected us from real competition and innovation and development and new products and new services from being created based on off of other people's old ideas. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing. No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. We've got a wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can edit almost anything there. All those pages created by you, listeners like you, over at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? I did, and you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your calls about what you want, let's go to Adam in California. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Mr. Bernard, God bless you for introducing me to Megadeth. How are you doing?
I prefer Freeman, but go ahead with your thoughts.
So, I was actually wanted to touch on that pseudoephedrine thing because it's kind of funny. You could probably make that at home, too. I mean, if you're willing to blow yourself up, the sky's the limit, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose you could make pseudoephedrine at home. I doubt very many people have the plans for that on the internet, so it might be kind of difficult.
I'm not interested in finding them. I just thought so.
Yeah.
That college thing, you know, I mean, you don't want to lump all the colleges into one basket, because I happen to go to a very cheap community college that is very prestigious across the country, and in your country, too. You really got to look up your field. Call somebody who employs people in your field you're going to enter and ask them where they hire from, what colleges they like best. Because if you're not willing to do a little research before you pay for the opportunity, how are you going to get through college?
That's a great point.
Well, I think that what we've been trying to say tonight is that the people that don't know what they want to do
should stay out
of college. That's what my biggest concern is, you know, there's nothing to research if you don't know what you really want to do. When I was looking at college at 18 years old, I didn't have the foggy. I mean, you know, there were some careers that I kind of looked at.
Program to take at that point.
What's that?
I mean, how do you decide what program to take at that point? I think that's a phase everybody finds themselves going through.
Indeed, but it's not a time to go to college.
No, and that's the mistake people make when they believe everything DeVry says.
Well, I don't know if it's a slight just against one particular school or another. Every college wants to get their kids, wants to get these young people into their system as soon as they possibly can, because, well, if
they... There were programs, and in my program there were courses I could have taught. I didn't learn anything in the core programs and I haven't finished the program yet. Next year they get more specific, like things like PHP, AJAX, all that stuff. But there were courses I didn't ever think I'd need, like technical communication, systems analysis and design, and like 10 or 12 others I never thought of. And they will make me a great manager. I could start a business with what I know now. And I couldn't have done that before. It would have failed.
So you're saying that you think that the stuff that you, while you were in school, you didn't think you would need, you actually could use
didn't
later on?
Existed.
Yeah, I did start businesses and I did fail, and you know, it cost me in some cases thousands of dollars, and you know, sometimes you know, probably in some cases like five digits, but there's a lot of universities aren't going to teach those feet on the ground things, and there's no guarantee that your business will make it the first time around either.
Well, before you get into debt, do a little bit of research on your own time. Waste a little bit of your time, and if you can't stand doing that, don't go to college. But I want to mention StartPage, because there's a problem, guys.
What's that?
We know that Google is part of the NSA. That whole don't turn your stuff over and don't be evil, and when they defy the NSA's request for search results, so that was a stunt to make people feel secure using Google. And the problem is with StartPage that they use Google Ads, and all your information, your IP and your search term, go straight through the no-record StartPage system to the 40-year data retention policy that Google has. Just to display those ads. So it's a trick, guys.
No, that's not true. It's not true. The person who's involved in it has explained it to me, and I can't regurgitate it to you properly, but you can call Catherine on her radio show. She's got one. And you
Catherine
can,
Albrecht.
Yeah, Catherine Albrecht. You can hold her feet to the fire on that one, but as I understand it, that's not true. To get on here and
she
know,
said she vetted them personally before she got
voting changed anything, it would be illegal. Well, I wonder if StartPage really hit anything. Would it be illegal, too?
What's that?
I just wonder.
Oh, if it really hit anything? Well, I don't know. Now you're speculating. You made an accusation. Please call her and ask her because this woman is Harvard PhD, foremost voice on privacy.
She's a privacy nut.
In America. And when she says that it's true, I tend to believe her. And when some guy calls, as smart as he may sound, you don't have to me the credibility.
So, yeah, let us know what you find out about that. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, when we first had Catherine on to tell us about StartPage, she said that it was vetted, that she wanted to make sure that when they were trying to hire her to come on as their spokesperson, that she wanted to make sure she was getting behind a good product and that the privacy claims they were making were really actually true. And
I just can't imagine that she would get behind a product that wasn't.
And when I hear Catherine talking about privacy, I think she's a little nutty about privacy personally. I think she goes way beyond what I would ever expect the average privacy advocate to do. And I would think that if this woman knows her stuff when it comes to privacy. She is insanely on the ball.
She gave a keynote speech at one of these privacy conferences down in Australia. They flew her in from the United States and had her give the keynote speech.
Let's go to Jock in the UK on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jock. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Just a quick bit about the actor thing that the chap before last mentioned. It's actually something that you probably really should know about. It's bigger than he was talking about, I think. It's called the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, and it's a global thing like the World Trade Organization. It will set up its own governance structures and so on. And it has been negotiated largely in private by the copyright industry, by the media moguls and so on. And what it will effectively end up as is, if Warner Brothers think someone in some other country that's a signatory to this treaty is breaching copyright, then they'll have the right to take that country to arbitration and demand that they create laws to try and stop the counterfeiting. So it's a big thing. In Europe it got particular press because I think the European Parliament, which not many libertarians support, but does some good things, tried to insist that it was negotiated in public so that people could scrutinize what was going on. And I think it was the US government who sort of overrode that and said, no, it's going to be negotiated in private with all our cronies.
Wow. So,
sounds like scary stuff.
What do you think the end result of this is going to be?
Well, I mean, I think every country who signs up to it, like an international treaty, will have to create laws that, for example, in the UK and France and so on, they had these sort of three strikes and you're cut off. So if your ISP's got a responsibility to try and make sure that you're not downloading stuff that's copyrighted, and if the government doesn't create laws that punish that, then they'll themselves be taken to arbitration by the other members.
So basically, it's countries joining together to duplicate one another's oppressive copyright laws and make more.
Exactly. And to allow a mechanism where one country's media giant, say, producer of content, can take another country to court.
It sounds like a mess. More coming up. Thanks for the call.
It's a biggie. Yeah.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves simply by dialing in toll-free. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site for free. Features including our webcam. You can watch and listen and chat. In fact, we give it all away to you, so enjoy it all. Thanks to MemoryDealers.com. They're the ones that are sponsoring the webcam because it's not free to put on a website, but we do like to give the website to you and all of the features there. So enjoy those and get interactive over at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. And speaking of Memory Dealers, MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers like Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, MemoryDealers.com. As we continue with your phone calls about anything, let's talk to ladies first. Susie is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Alex. I just love your program, and I enjoy listening to you on the airways.
Well, thanks, Susie. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, my idea, I wanted to ask a question about Jesse Ventura's last show. Do you know what happened to it?
Are you talking about his conspiracy show?
Yes. Yes, sir.
No, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that. Mark, do you know anything about that?
I haven't heard anything myself. No.
I know. I know that some people liked it. Some people thought it was cheesy. We've only heard from people that have called the show to talk about it.
I love it. I loved it. I loved everything he said, and I love everything you're saying.
And if
the people don't realize what you're saying is true, I feel sorry for them.
What specifically?
Everything about the way that our country is going, and then all the Big Brother watching us and all that stuff, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't know if we've discussed those things tonight on this this program, but I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, I heard it, and it was about the cameras in the airways and the airplanes and all that type of stuff.
I think there's a chance you might have heard a different show. You were talking with Free Talk Live here tonight. Although I am against the cameras, the government putting up more and more cameras. I just saw that New York City is going to be installing a whole bunch, thousands more cameras in their subway systems. And of course,
can't get enough of those cameras, you know?
The random police checkpoints that are set up in the subways as well. And so, police state, definitely against the police state, in favor of personal freedom. Free Talk Live doesn't tend to focus on the conspiracy theory stuff so much, because I don't think that really helps the liberty movement in general. And I'm all about spreading the ideas of liberty and exposing people to those ideas and getting them to come on board with them, getting them to adopt them as their own. And I don't think outlining a particular, conspiracy theory, if you will.
I understand.
Is necessarily going to be the best route to that. I think that turns a lot of people off.
Well, it brought it more to the mainstream people, you know, and all that. But I agree with you on a lot of the subjects that I've heard you speak about on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're just not here to have a love fest, but I thank you for the call.
No,
Thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to share? You're certainly welcome to.
No, I just want to say continue your show, and I listen
well,
to
you.
Well,
we will. I've got nothing better to do, and I thank you. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
That's what we get paid for, right? Well, not exactly.
I did it even when I didn't get paid.
That's true.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231, the board op says she still thinks you're Alex Jones. You know, all the way through the call.
That's right. We got to stop the new world order.
Continuing with Billy in Montana. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Billy, Montana, going once. Billy,
okay.
You guys
hear me?
Go for it.
Okay, you guys hear me okay, right?
Yeah, we got you, Billy. Go ahead now.
Okay, I'm calling to find out if you guys could advise me anything different on what I've been doing. I have a problem with Town of Derry, there in New Hampshire, stealing monuments and urns from the cemetery. Because they're just too damn lazy to get out and trim around the monuments and urns.
They're stealing the monuments and urns because they're too lazy to trim around them?
Yes.
I don't understand that.
Well, see, what it is that they'd rather sit on a riding mower and cut the cemetery grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just they don't want to get off the mower and start up a weed eater or anything like that. And trim around the monuments or the urns or anything like that.
And why would they steal them? I don't understand that part.
Well, see, what it is that they're removing them without permission. And the urns that were removed from our family plot date back to the early 1800s.
People were cremated in the early 1800s?
No, these were flower urns.
Okay.
So the reason why they're removing these things is so they can just buzz over it with a lawnmower, is what you're saying?
That's correct.
Now, is this in the town of Derry? Do they have their own parks department that's trimming it, or do they contract this out to an individual who does it?
No, actually, it's the Public Works Office that handles everything.
Hmm.
So, how did you become aware of this? You went to visit a grave site and you couldn't find it, or what happened?
Actually, what it was a relative went there to put flowers in the urn, like they do every year, and found out that it wasn't there. And they tried to find out from the town where did it go, and they denied the fact that it was ever there.
Now, was it confirmed that this had happened to other grave sites as well?
Yes, it is.
Would these urns in any way be valuable? Is there gold or something in them to where somebody else might have stolen them? Is it an absolute guarantee that it was the town that was guilty of this?
Well, according to Bill Gilman, from the Derry newspaper that there was historic value, antique value, to the urns. And that's most likely what happened was the town went and removed them, then auctioned them off.
That's really, I mean, if that's really true, it's really tacky.
And they'd also, it would have been in the last year because your relative went there to put flowers in them.
Actually, I've been dealing with this now for probably about 4 years.
Okay, so you wouldn't, I mean, I guess my question is you found out relatively quickly, in a space of months as opposed to decades.
Right.
And so would there have been an auction that the town had? Wouldn't you know about auctions? Derry's a town, it's not a city.
So he's calling from Montana, though.
Right.
Well,
see, I don't have internet access or anything, and I live off the grid here in Montana.
How are you listening to Free Talk Live, may I ask?
I'm not.
Oh. How'd you get our phone number?
What happened was years ago, our local radio station, you know, used to carry you guys.
Oh,
and,
you're in Kalispell.
600 The Edge.
Yeah,
in Kalispell.
Okay.
Yeah, and Flathead County and the city of Kalispell did not like that radio station being there, so they pretty much forced them out of business and closed the place down.
Well, wasn't the allegation that the owner was essentially slandering people on the air or something like that?
Yes, he was accused of doing that, too.
Yeah, and then I guess the people that he slandered ended up getting possession of the radio station as part of the settlement.
That's correct in one part. But the main thing was is that the city wanted part of that airport for that area.
Part of his land, part of the tower land?
Yeah,
or something
because
like that?
Of... His tower gotcha. Would have interfered with their runway.
So you just kind of hung on to the call-in number for Free Talk Live
yep.
all this time? Man, that's
yeah, you guys are in my Rolodex.
Pretty resourceful.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I have to say, if that's what's happening out in Derry, New Hampshire, or anywhere that would be happening, I mean, I am not a fan of graveyards. I think they're kind of silly. I think it's really a waste of space. But, hey, it's your family. You can do whatever the heck you want. But to steal things from somebody's gravesite is really, I mean, that's the bottom of the barrel as far as low.
There's a friend of mine who's involved in local politics. I believe he's an elected position there in Derry. And the best thing I can say is, send me when you get to the library or something, send me
I don't have internet access at all.
Not at all. You haven't sent an email in your whole life?
No.
I don't know what to do.
Hey, here's what I'd recommend for you. Go and get yourself a KU band satellite dish, and you can find Free Talk Live on Galaxy 19.
What's he going to do, pedal in order to bring it up?
No, well, you've got... Oh, yeah, you don't have electricity.
He's off the grid.
That's correct. No electricity or anything.
How are you calling us tonight?
I'm borrowing a phone.
Ah, okay, very good. Good luck out there, man. I don't know what else to tell you. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Take control of the airwaves.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides guides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our Golden Omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can take control. Also, you can enjoy the archives over at freetalklive.com. Should you have missed a moment, never fear. They are posted for you the last weeks on the front page, and then you click into the archive section, go all the way back to 2006. Thanks to HostGator. HostGator.freetalklive.com. We were advertising just HostGator.com, but if you go there, you have to type in the FTL code, and it's just maybe a little more difficult to get to where you want to go, which is the free first month. You get a free first month of web hosting, and of course, there are site builder tools and templates by entering through HostGator.freetalklive.com. Is that right, Mark?
That's correct.
They're a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name.
As a matter of fact, they're powered by 130% by wind power, so they're it's a green site, too.
Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. That's HostGator.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Also, not going to have enough time tonight for the young lady, the valedictorian, and her speech. I'll definitely put that on the show prep pile for later on. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to that. In the meantime, let's share some emails from Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. He is in the clink, unfortunately, going to be spending perhaps five years of his life behind bars for the horrible, horrible crime of selling seeds. Well, he was selling seeds and he was speaking out against prohibition at the same time, because plenty of people have sold seeds, marijuana, cannabis seeds on the internet. Not all of them have been pursued with the same vigorousness as Mark Emery has. The DEA basically made him one of their number, you know, one of their top 10 most wanted for a long time, and they finally did get him. They finally got the Canadian folks to, they finally got the Canadian government people to extradite him, and now he is sitting in a maximum security prison in Seattle, Washington. Now, he luckily does have access to email there. It's a very limited system. The system is only allows him to have 30 different email contacts, and we are privileged to be one of those 30. So a while back, I put out a request to our listeners over at facebook.freetalklive.com, put out a request to have you, the listener, come up with a question or a series of questions for Mark Emery, and we asked those questions of Mark. He responded, and we've kind of been spacing them out and reading them when we get a chance here on the program, because some of them were fairly lengthy answers that he gave to us. And so I'm going to get back to some of these questions and answers here from Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, the man behind Cannabis Culture. Maybe you've heard of Cannabis Culture magazine back when magazines used to be popular. He had one, and now it's CannabisCulture.com, and it's a lot easier for him to run a website than it is to run a money-sinking magazine. We've got another story about magazine subscriptions continuing to plummet. But nonetheless, here are his responses to your questions. Question number 7. Surely the guards and other prison personnel know why Mark is incarcerated, that he never harmed another human being but is held solely for openly and effectively opposing the war on drugs. So I wonder what the personnel's attitude toward Mark is, the jail personnel, that is. Same as toward the thieves and rapists he may be caged next to, sympathy or kindness here and there, maybe isolated hints of guilt? Mark's answer? The guards are aware of my status in the outside world. They see the full-page story in the Seattle Times, the volume of mail that I get, other clues. But they're ambivalent to me in that regard. But all COs, corrections officers I have encountered, I would consider professional, which is all I can ask for. And I appreciate that I have not met or seen any rogue employees in the Bureau of Prisons so far. I hope it stays that way.
I think more and more over time that that contingent,
the rogues,
is being sort of worked out by just the vastness of the system. I think that, you know, at one point convicts were, I certainly believe this, at one point convicts were of a class that was just far more violent than it used to be, and that the guards had to deal with that. They came up with systems for dealing with that were, you know, pretty inhumane, and there were very few of them. And I think now that they've come up with a far less violent class of inmate in general, I'm talking about generalizations, you're dealing with, you know, officers that don't need to be as violent, and so the system has gotten to the point that it doesn't tolerate it nearly as much.
Number 11. Now, we're going to skip a couple because he really expounds on the other ones. So he actually gave us number 11 before numbers 8, 9, and 10. The question for number 11, when do you expect to be transferred back to Canada? This was you actually asked this question, Mark. Most of them came from our listeners, but I threw one in from Mark as well. So the idea was that he was going to be in the United States for a questionable amount of time, and then hopefully they would file whatever paperwork they would need to in Canada to get him back. Now, he would be put in a prison cell in Canada, as I understand it, so let's get to his answer here. Number 11, his answer. He wrote, expect that once I reach my destination FCI after, I think it's a Destination Federal Corrections Institution, that's what that stands for, after sentencing in September, I will put my treaty transfer, or I pulled in my treaty transfer application. These days, while the U.S. Bureau of Prisons has been accepting transfer requests for Canadian prisoners in the United States, the Canadian government has been the more difficult of the jurisdictions. However, I have a great support network of tens of thousands of people writing and calling the Canadian Minister of Public Safety, lobbying on my behalf to repatriate me. And this includes several members of the Canadian Parliament, senators in Canada's government, elected representatives, academics, performers, musicians, artists, and numerous prominent Canadians, as well as tens of thousands of ordinary Canadians. I hope to be back in Canada by 2011 or 2012 and out on day parole or full parole in a time period about 6 months after my return, but that depends on how effective my supporters lobby the Canadian government. So if you are someone who is listening to this program and you are in the political designation known as Canada, you can go and help out Mark. There are ways to do that. Of course, one of the best ways to help him is to give him something to do, write him a letter. But as far as contacting Canadian authorities, I believe those details are available through Mark's website. You can go to cannabisculture.com, and I believe there's a link right there at the top of the page that'll take you to the free Mark Emery site, where much more information is available to you as to the different ways that you can help out Mark. And, of course, folks here in the United States and anywhere around the world, again, take some time out. Write a letter of appreciation. Thanks to Mark. He received the photos from the folks that took the pictures out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and was very much heartened by seeing that level of support here. And it makes a big difference when you're on the inside. Mark, I mean, you were on the inside, but you didn't have anybody really on the outside besides Mom that cared too much.
Yeah, I didn't.
Would have been nice to get 10 pieces of mail a day, wouldn't it?
It was always I would send away for catalogs and all kinds of things just to have stuff to go get. So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly true.
Of course, Mark Emery, for those who don't know, he is the Prince of Pot. He has been world renowned for the activism that he's done in the world of the world of ending marijuana prohibition, but also ending all prohibition. He's a very liberty-minded dude. We've had him on the show a number of times in the past. I would say he's an inspiration to me because not only has he done civil disobedience, but he's also been a very successful businessman and entrepreneur. As I said, you know, he had his magazine. He also has his own store in Vancouver that they operate. He and his lovely wife Jody are operating, and now of course she's operating the whole business without him. Which is, I think, incredibly, she's an incredibly brave woman to be going through this with him and having to lose her husband to the jail system. But, he's an entrepreneur who actually takes his profits and reinvests it into the movement, which is what I do here with Free Talk Live.
So he must be a brave, good soul.
Well, I don't know if that's what makes him a brave, good soul. I'm just saying he's an inspiration.
Fooling with you.
Just an inspiration to me, and I'm sure he's inspired many others. And so if you aren't familiar with his case, and you aren't familiar with Mark Emery and some of the things that he's done in his lifetime, it's an amazing story. And he's been covered in major news networks around the country and around the world, and there's a reason why the DEA targeted this man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Plenty of seed shippers out there coming from Canada and all over, and they decided to go after him because he opposes the war on drugs, not just attempting to make some money shipping out marijuana seeds.
Growing plants is not going to contribute to the crumbling of the DEA, to the destruction of prohibition. But speaking out publicly against prohibition, making a lot of noise, and then using the proceeds from selling those seeds to fund anti-prohibition lawsuits and anti-prohibition referenda on various different ballots across the different countries and political jurisdictions, that's a real threat to the prohibitionists. That's a threat to the status quo, and that's why they went after Mark Emery. So go and get details on how to write them over at cannabisculture.com. And maybe after we exhaust our current list of questions, still got a few more to share with you here, we'll take some more for Mark Emery because he doesn't have anything else to do. Give him something to write during the day.
Hopefully he gets more things to do over time.
All right, more coming up here tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.